I'm Sheena.
I'm Leah.
And I'm Pierre.
Welcome to our podcast, Reality Notes. Join us weekly as we dissect and analyze the world of celebrity pop culture and provide our POV with a down under lens. Think Ariana instead of Ariana.
From Vanderpump Rules recaps to the latest pop culture roundups, or discussing very important topics such as, is Jacob Elordi Princess Diana coded? You can count on us to provide our unfiltered but very enthusiastic take as we explore the intersections of celebrity culture and society.
Whether you're a pop culture aficionado or just curious about buzzworthy moments, we promise to provide you with a fresh perspective and sometimes witty banter.
Let's go.
All right, and welcome back to another episode of Reality Notes. We are up to episode 14.
14.
Is it 14?
Yeah.
14. Far out. I've forgotten what. It's like old Tom's die.
No. For old Tom's sake.
That's it. I was like, old Tom's go to die.
Such a weird title. I didn't get that one.
I didn't get it at all. Was it something that, do you know what this episode, Sheena, you messaged us and you were like, have you seen it? And Pierre and I had watched it and I was like, I literally could not tell you what happened. And Pierre was like, I don't remember what happened either. I did not remember a single thing. I know that you enjoyed it. I feel like it was a bit of a nothing episode.
I don't know why I enjoyed it. Maybe I was like a little bit wine drunk and was just like,
yeah. To be fair, I had a fun time watching it, but it was like a nothing. Yeah. I'm just living for Summer House these days.
Do you know what? I pretty much have no notes on this episode, and that says a lot.
We might get this done in under an
hour.
We
might get this done quickly.
Yeah.
But before we get
the same. Oh yeah,
hi, I'm Sheena. Got to introduce ourselves again.
I'm Leah,
and I'm Pierre.
So we've got a finale to go, and then I don't think the reunion is going to be three parts. I reckon we'll get a two part.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I could see that. Oh, I feel like they'll try to get as much out of it, but that's true. Sometimes a three part reunion is just like it's a lot of reunion. It's a lot of reunion.
So this week we also got the news that production will be on pause for season 12. So they typically film in like June, July.
May. Mm-hmm. So I think they start in May, yeah.
Oh, there you go. That makes sense. That makes so much sense. So they're going to film in their fall instead, essentially. So it'll be like September, October.
Okay, so they are going to pick up. They are going to.
So initially I thought it was completely on pause. I was like, 2025 or something.
Yeah, or indefinitely.
Which means we wouldn't get the season until 2026. But they're still going to film this year. It'll just be at the end of the year, which makes so much more sense.
Okay, so the girlfriends are still in. They're like, thank God. Thank God we're still filming, because why am I with these boys?
Yeah, but by then Lala would have had her baby, so her whole pregnancy and having the baby filmed, so the baby will be here by the time that they film.
Do you think she's not going to get in the valley before?
Yeah, maybe. I guess maybe. Sheena and Lala will do cameos in the valley.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it just makes complete sense. Like, they need a break. They need to live their lives, or else we're just going to get another shitty season again.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Go live your life.
Your life, guys.
Well, speaking about living your lives, yeah. I feel like that's what should ultimately happen. And maybe go back to like having, because the valley is caters to the, I don't want to say older, but like the cast who have grown up and they've kind of now grown out of the Sur vibes. And so Vanderpump Rules could stay like that, and then the valley could act as the next step, the next
have like the
iteration of their lives.
Parents, essentially.
Yeah. All right, let's get
into
it. All right,
so let's get into it. So here we see Anne. We see Anne working at something about her. It looks like an absolute shit show. It's like everything is packed up inside. The awnings. Yeah. Is that awning broken? Or is it just like how it's...
No, I think they had to remove it. Because they had to remove the old patio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like shit. It looks like the back of the back alley. The back alley.
Just a mess. Like a pile of stuff. And then so that we get one of the producers asking Ariana, like, okay, so if it's not going to be open this month, when is it going to be open? And she replies that she's going to impale herself the next time somebody asks her that question. But it's so true. Like, literally, we just want to know. Just tell us. Is it what's happening? We feel like you're the royal family right now. Like, just tell us where Kate is. Like, yeah. We want to know. Like, you can be honest with us. We want to know what's happening. This is not something because I feel as though, okay, so their reasoning is like permits and things like that.
Yeah. It just the Penny drama as well been like a factor in it. But I'm happy to say that I'm glad she's out. I don't think she was needed.
No.
Penny?
Yeah. Lisa swooping in again as like pretending to be fairy godmother, and she's like,
"I know,
let me help you."
She's like, "Yay, I get a scene in this episode."
Yeah, she's like, "Girls, girls, girls, let me impart my wisdom onto you." Okay, this is so funny when Lisa walks in and like immediately recognizes Anne as somebody she's met before, but wasn't sure who. It's like, this could not be any more obvious. And she's like just so contrived. Yeah. I've met you before. It's like, Lisa, you barely looked up. You definitely know who that
You barely looked up.
In the shop. Like, yeah.
Did you notice did you notice the Vaseline lens face?
Oh, my God. Fuck, no, I forgot all about that. Damn it. You the need soft glow, like the soft glow.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I do always notice though when Lisa is talking that she has that like brushed kind of like complexion, and I have wondered it to myself, but obviously not aloud. Out aloud, it's just something that like goes through my mind of like, oh my God, her skin is looking very like filtered.
Yeah, I mean, this scene, like, it was good to open with it and get, an update. I like that the girls are like, no, we don't need Penny, basically. And
yes.
Like, you know.
I agree. Penny seemed not the right vibe for it. But, yeah, like a bit of a just, yeah, it was a nice kind of icebreaker, but just, like, lead into the show. And then we have another kind of similar scene with Kyle Chan.
I love Kyle
Chan. And Sheena, like, Sheena cannot enter a room without saying how hot it is outside. She's like, it's so hot in the valley. Or like, so hot in here. It's like where she lives. It's just, does she live in aircon all the time? And as soon as she goes outside, she's like, it's so hot.
They really need to do something. She needs to do something about her hair.
Oh, sorry. Girl.
It's so dry. It's breaking off. It's got like weird blonde streaks.
I wonder if it's the Ozempic.
Do it all brown. Do it all brown.
Is it the Ozempic that makes her hair?
Is she on Ozempic? Really
good. I mean, she's I don't know. I think she could be.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want to just throw out allegations anywhere. But in her confessional, where she's wearing the pink dress and she has it a bit blown out, a bit blow waved. I like that. I like that look. It looks good on her. Looks a bit more put together. I feel like I'm over the 90s fashion on Sheena. She can move on from that.
The blonde streaks.
Again, not a fashion podcast. So.
Yeah.
Well, we can't. Anyway. We kind of are now.
Kyle Chan's jewelry store. Yeah, I think this was set up by production. So Kyle was the mediator and Sheena and Sandoval, you know, had to come together and sort out what had happened at the pool party. But they made it, they made out like it was the next day. And I'm like, I don't think it would have been the next day because Sheena surely would have been much more angry.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Heated, you know? Like, it seems like there was a bit of time for them to, like, Sheena to kind of simmer down, yeah.
Yeah. I reckon Sheena was annoyed, though, when Tom showed up first and he couldn't open the door. Like, honey, open this door.
Yeah, yeah, that was funny.
And then he comes in. She was a bit frosty. Like, there was definitely tension between Sheena and Tom. But I also think Sheena is, like, quick to forgive.
Yeah. Yeah. She was kind of acting a bit, but
I think I also think that she has like highly selective memory when she talks about how much she misses Tom and feels like he's the only one who's like stuck by her throughout everything. And it's like, I remember that when you were like going through your issues with Shay and Tom was very much team Shay and like worried that Sheena wasn't, you know, sticking up for him and like being a good wife or girlfriend. And I definitely think that Sheena probably romanticizes their relationship a bit more in her head than like what is actual reality.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. She's a very selective memory and she's just obviously remembering the good times.
100%.
Like, she's got like Stockholm syndrome or something to a certain degree with Sandoval.
And just because they've known each other, I think she has that kind of, she mistakes the longevity of having known him with the amount that they are friends, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's like, just because you've known someone for 10 years doesn't mean they're good friends.
Exactly. Yeah.
Friend. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Oh, so there was weird. They had a TikToker in there or something, like these other people performing. I was like, who are these randos?
I thought it was for the band. I thought they were the 27s. But then there was like that really young guy.
There was like a little redhead. TikToker. Yeah.
Yeah. So then we go to Lala's apartment, which just hilarious with Lala basically like calling Tom to disinvite him from a party that he hadn't really been invited to. It was just weird.
Yeah.
Weird. And the whole thing, funny, it definitely was set up because the whole reason was for then Lala to like catch Sheena
there, yeah.
There with Tom. And she's like, well, like the last time I saw you, you guys were at each other's throats.
Yeah. And why was Katie with Lala? Like, they would never be getting ready. Yeah. Ever.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
weird.
And
why did Lala uninvite Sandoval, though? Like, Lala's clearly very team Sandoval.
Right. So I
found that weird.
I found that so weird. I was like, I don't get, because then all of a sudden, yeah, she's team Sandoval and she wants him to be involved and it doesn't have anything to do with her and she's taking a softer approach. But then she's like, I hope he doesn't think that he's invited tonight.
Yeah, that
is it because it was it because this whole thing between Sheena and Tom at the pool party was a bigger deal than it's actually been led on.
Oh,
like,
yeah, maybe
that, like they're all just kind of like still reeling from that.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah,
it was. Maybe, yeah, I feel like it was definitely a bit of an overreaction, and that this is what I mean by Lala like gives you whiplash sometimes, and that she has conviction behind what she says, but she's also like very flip-floppy in what she says. She'll be like team Tom one day and then she's like, oh, absolutely the worst person on earth.
Yeah, she's so hard to keep up with. I saw that she like posted some photos and like videos of her good friend's wedding, like from back home. And
from Utah.
I was like, and I was like, oh my God, like I just didn't think that she would have old friends, like childhood friends. She's that type of person that you just, you know, because she's a bit of a snake. And I was like, okay, so she also actually has,
it feels like she was, you know, one of those people who was like born in a in a town that she was always dying to get away from. Like one of those, like, born in a small town, but wanting to be, wanting to, like, craving the big lights of somewhere like LA. It feels like she would never have, like, made friends enough to.
In a big, big world, it's not a big, big thing if you leave me. Oh, I'm sorry.
That was you, Shayna. You were just, like, dying to get out of Perth.
Get me to
Melbourne.
Going to the Big Smoke. But, yes, I don't know. Lala was kind of annoying me again this episode.
Oh, wait, we haven't done sorry, and that's my fault because I'm supposed to be hosting today, but we haven't done the favourites.
Oh, the favourites.
I know, my hosting's a bit all over the shop, but anyway.
Who was your favourite?
Yeah.
It's hard because I didn't really like anyone this episode.
Mm.
To be honest, they were all a bit shallow and stuff. Maybe James for when he comes out of the bubble bath because he made me laugh.
I love that. I love the bubble bath scene. I was like, if I could be stuck with any of these guys, and you know how you did through quarantine, how you were like stuck in a hotel if you were coming back from anywhere.
Yeah.
If I had to be stuck in a hotel quarantining with anyone after that scene, after that episode, I was like, James, 100%, hands down, he would be so fun. You would never have a dull moment. You would be in this room and you'd probably find different things every day. Like the way that he was just playing with his toy in the bath, like was that the toy car?
At least, like, the pH levels, like, I can't. He's like, what? It's a bubble bath.
They're funny. Shayna, who is your favourite?
I would say Schwartz only because he was doing God's work in terms of, like, he was doing production's work. But
God's work.
Bit of an overreaction. I'm very tired. I haven't had much sleep. He was kind of the one that was initiating the conversations or like throwing a grenade and running or like little things. I was like, oh my God, you're on today. Or like however long. I was like, okay, thanks. Like, I feel like he made the episode, what it was.
I 100% agree. And for that reason, Schwartz was my favorite this episode as well.
Okay.
And I do think that the competition for like MVP of this episode was kind of lackluster. But if I had to choose anyone for pretty much the same reasons, it would be Schwartz. I just felt like he was always there.
Yeah.
He was making it fun. Like Schwartz's vibe, the way that him and Katie interacted was great.
That was great.
And the only reason that I didn't pick Katie was because, Schwartz was kind of there for every bit of the episode. Like he was there for all these little he was kind of like Schwartz was Easter egging himself.
He was picking himself out. He's like, I'll do it. That's what I mean by God's work. He's like, I'll do it. I'll do the work.
I'll take it.
Because I feel like everyone needed a little nudge. And maybe because he felt like he's like the conduit between the groups of friends, right?
And
like
I think he's really taken that on now, especially now that he can see everybody's sides. And I think that he just loves it. He has taken it upon himself to make his role of the group the kind of fun mediator who can just make things a bit more light.
Yeah.
And when it was probably annoying before, especially to people like Katie, I feel like now it's kind of like a breath of fresh air for everyone. They're like, oh, yes, this is nice. This is fun. Like, it doesn't have to be so serious all the time. But speaking of doing God's work, I think this is a good segue into the fact that God reveals that he was raised in a Mormon church until he was like an early teenager. I was like, I did not see that coming. Did not see that coming.
He was raised on a farm.
He was raised on a farm. He dated a pig farmer's daughter. Was in love with her. And was a Mormon until 13 or 14.
What?
No, he was a dairy farmer, I think.
He loved the pig farmer's daughter, but he was a dairy farmer. A Mormon. I mean, the Mormon community isn't like big in Australia, though. Really, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
weird.
I mean,
I think there are a fair few, but like, it's not. It's not. It's not like, you know, Utah.
Yeah, but he's like grew up on a farm,
a dairy farm. Yeah.
I think he wanted to say something else, and he just got. It just got and confused with the words.
He grew up in moron. Queensland.
I was raised a moron.
But it was in Queensland, yeah? Oh, Brooke, I just cannot imagine.
I went to school with, we had Mormons at school. We had Mormons. Okay. Like, yeah. I remember Lucy went through a phase of, she's going to hate me for saying
what?
Lucy's Leah's sister, for those playing at home.
Yeah. She,
dated a Mormon.
No, she didn't date a Mormon, but she was like best friends with this guy throughout part of high school, and he was Mormon, and she would like go to the Mormon church, and like she was getting fully sucked in. Like they almost had her.
Really? Like they almost converted her.
Was that guy riding to work, or was it like hardcore Mormon, like no car, nothing?
No, that's Amish.
Oh, yeah.
No, but Mormon.
Amish.
It wasn't, yeah, they weren't like churning their own butter, baking their own.
I was like, I was like, how did they get there? They don't have planes, they don't have boats, they're not gonna ride.
And Mormon's very like, there's a big part on TikTok at the moment called Trad Wife. So it's like,
yes,
trade wife.
I love
Nara Smith.
Nara. I'm obsessed with her. I was like, I'm going to make my own pastry now. This is my new personality.
Mormons, they're very traditional. So it's like very old school, like, you know, 1920s, 30s, where the wife would just stay at home and look after the children. Yeah. And then the guy, yeah. Anyway, 50s. Moving on.
She's a 50s housewife.
What kind of Mormon?
So Lala's burlesque party. That was quite fun.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. So moving off, let's get off religion quick.
Yeah, quick.
Oh, yes. Okay. All I have is like a burlesque dancer pours water over herself.
That's all you had?
That's all I had. I was like, Lala. Oh, yeah. And then she brings up Sheena being with Tom in front of the group. Ariana's basically like, she's going to hurt herself with all that eye rolling that's going on. She's going to lose her eyes in the back of her eye sockets. She's not going to be able to see properly. Like she was just so not having it. And it was clear as day.
I think she said pathetic as well. She was like, pathetic.
But she also like insists that she is just looking out for Sheena. Like, so this is when she's talking to, I think it's Brock. Ariana's talking to Brock. And Brock's basically like, is it now? Anyway, sorry.
What?
I'm just thinking,
why did you get balloons?
The scene, I got balloons. I don't know why this app is so weird.
Did you not see them, Sheena?
Like Ariana is insisting that she's just looking out for Sheena. That's why she doesn't want her hanging out with Tom, and it's because she's looking out for her. It's because Tom treats her shitty. It just doesn't.
I do believe her.
That's not the reason.
I believe her because think about last episode when Tom was coming for Sheena. Who was there consoling Sheena and telling her men are trash? Don't listen to him. He's fucking trash. Ariana. Yeah. And now Ariana's hearing that Sheena and Tom were together and having conversation. Everything's like rosy now. Like I'd be pissed off too.
I suppose it just happens. Like for us watching it, I don't know what I'm trying to say. For us, let me try again.
Good talk.
Seriously. Luckily, we have a podcast. We're so eloquent.
Oh my god, I know. Sorry, guys. Not my day today. I think it's the grey weather. My mind is clouded.
I think what you're trying to say is like Ariana feels like she. Do you feel like Ariana is? You know, I think she said this in her confessional anyway. That she's like being gaslit. She's like in the twilight zone again. Like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Like, trying to look out for Sheena, and then
and probably because we've heard it so much from Ariana, so we're all kind of eager for her. And I'm clearly speaking for everybody right now when I say we. It's like a general collective, but that we are like kind of over that, and it's, you know, it we again, and I feel like we say this all the time. I feel like we've all moved past it. So then to see it being brought back into that kind of petty behavior, it's like, oh, this, we're here, we're back here, we're back here again. That's what goes on in my mind. It's like,
yeah.
But I also understand where she's coming from, and I understand both sides. It just feels like she's, Ariana loves it when Tom kind of goes in for Sheena, because then she has another reason to say, like, sit there and point and be like, see, this guy is a dick. Like, she's kind of like riding on everything that, like, all of Tom's mess ups.
Yeah, yeah.
Lifts her up.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, that was said. I apologize for that. Maybe we can just cut that entire thing out.
We got beautiful birds chirping in the background too, so you're welcome, guys.
Nature.
All right, let's move on to the dinner date.
Brock and Sheena.
Oh, wait, have I missed something?
No, but this was like a very quick thing. And wait, what is Rice-A-Roni?
I have no idea. Like, no idea. The San Fran thing, Rice-A-Roni. It sounds like...
Rice-A-Roni.
Is it kind like of a risotto or something? Rice-A-Roni. How do you even spell that? Rice-A-Roni.
Oh, my God. It's like Rice-A-Roni. It's fried rice.
Oh, what
the... Oh, it's out of a box.
Okay. Rice-A-Roni. I don't understand why that's San Fran.
I feel like it's macaroni, like rice macaroni. Is that what it is? Tagline
is the San Francisco treat.
Yeah.
That's so funny. It's like fried rice. It's just fried rice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go, everyone. You're welcome for that. Tidbit of information. Okay, moving on to, so this is the date between Ariana and Dan.
So this is his very first time on camera.
This is his very first time on camera. I feel like she's laughing so hard at everything she says. She's like, Dan. You're so funny, Dan. The Julia Roberts.
Doing the Pretty Woman again, yeah.
Dan, hilarious. I'm like, he's really not.
Oh, she would have been so, I mean, he would have been nervous too, but he seems like a pretty chill guy. But she would have been so nervous.
For him, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. Oh.
But, and then so here we find out. He did well for his first scene.
It was like, what do we think about the moving to LA comment? Because I remember seeing this in the trailer and I was like,
God,
I would be pissed off if I were her. And that was his reaction. I'd be like, fine. I don't want you to move to LA anyway. I was joking.
I mean, his reaction wasn't bad. Yeah. It was just like,
He was like, okay. Well, clearly I'm reading that all wrong. That's clearly some childhood trauma coming through.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think, Pierre?
The dude works hard in New York. He's got his stuff going on and shit. Like, why would he move somewhere he doesn't know and start again, you know?
For me, I feel like
where at the end of the day, they're together for what, 3 months?
Yeah.
Like, but also personal trainer. Like, you could do that anyway. I get that he has like obviously built up a clientele. Yeah. For me, when I think of personal training, for some reason, I like couldn't comprehend him doing that in New York. I was like, that's so true. Like to see someone personal training, and it seems like so LA. And to be so like LA. Outdoors, you know, to be doing it outdoors, to have like your weights around you, whereas New York, it seems like
it'd be more inside.
They don't do that in New York. Do that? Like they do Pilates like in
French.
New York.
It's like the French don't exercise.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a secret. Like no one like talks about them exercising.
Yeah,
it's
like I don't see always like hot them doing like F45 or anything in New York.
But oh my God, no.
So then we move on to the concert, Tom Sandoval and the most extras. Okay, can we just talk about her facial expressions for
so
a moment?
Cute.
She was know what? She was looking like, this is what I was like Billie Lee, but like, okay, this is the note that I had. Tom's mom looks like she's holding in a poo and trying to enjoy herself. Like, she was seriously like looking at Tom in like, I'm so like, and I love it. I love you. You're my son. But then also like, but this is so embarrassing. What did I spend all my money on? Where has all my money gone? It's gone to here. Oh my God.
Do you know she's what? Just
like, and she, it like Tom Schwartz comes behind her and is talking to Joe, and she's still like, the band has stopped playing at this point, and she is still looking up at Tom on stage. Exactly. Like, she looks terrified. She looks like a mix of like love and
bad carrier moves. Yeah,
like, oh my God, what did I just
See, I didn't get terrified. I just got absolutely enamored, proud. Yeah. Like,
it was really
Like, what they could have done if they really wanted to give Tom a redemption season.
Pull the strings,
Brought him, his mum in earlier to show that. Because when they were hugging and she was like, I love you so much. And he was like, love you, mum. I was like, oh.
You feel his pain through her, don't you?
Yeah. I was like, oh, she's gone through it.
Like, oh, it's not just yes, he did this, you know, horrible thing. But like how it affects the people who love him, who have to love him, you know, without kind of like who have that unconditional love for someone to see that, and any like anyone can empathize with the mum's love for their child,
definitely,
and just to see like how that must have affected her, it's like it's heartbreaking. If I like you never want your child to
go through that,
to go through that, and to be publicly pulled apart.
And especially as well because it was her money, like a lot of her money invested. So financially you'd be, you know, heartbroken as well. Apparently his brother told him to remove him from everything on Instagram. Like apparently his brother was tagged in a few photos and
That's horrible.
Was told, like, I don't want to be associated. Like, the brother said, I can't be associated with you because they were getting death threats as well. It's pretty fucked.
Oh, that's so sad. That's just like, we don't need that. Like, podcast.
No matter how much someone fucks up, like, you're just not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So he sung that song, that Let's Church in Public.
Yeah, I love that one.
Song.
Yeah. That's a their song, though, isn't it? Like that's a him. Like he.
Yeah, it's like him.
It's not a.
I can't remember what was. Oh, it was called Charles McMansion.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And his bandmate died.
Oh fuck! That's not Ali. No.
Not Ali. No. No. So his bandmate died in like 2017 or 2018. He committed suicide. Trigger warning. Sorry.
Yeah.
So yeah. So it was kind of like it was the first time he'd sung it since the guy died. I can't remember what his name was, but yeah, I really like that song. It was fun.
Me too. I love it. Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of I can't remember the band. You know the Australian
Client Liaison.
Client Liaison. Yes, for sure. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
1,000%.
Yes, it's giving Client Liaison. And then we have the little scene between Joe and Schwartz where they regress into just robot arms being their entire personalities.
Oh, my God. Like,
you go again with talking with the robot arms. I don't want to see it anymore.
I'm bored of it. It's so awkward.
It was kind of funny at one point. Now it's done. And so then
she didn't need to be on camera again.
Like, no.
Right?
No. We then move on to the airport. Where she's
going to be at the reunion.
Oh, she will be at the reunion, yeah.
She'll do a little, cameo.
Sorry, the airport, yeah.
Yeah, so then we get to the airport. What do you think? Okay, I think that the way that Lala talks about Ariana and Dan here, it seems like she's a little bit
jealous.
Yeah, that's what I thought. She was seeming a bit jealous. Not jealous, like envious.
Envious, yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that comment as well. Like, oh, something is odd. And like, what? No.
Yeah, she was basically saying, like, why is Dan choosing Ariana?
That's basically what she was saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Why does he like her?
Basically. Okay. Yeah.
This is, yeah. It felt was, a bit yeah. catty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Tom, like really laying low for probably the first time in his entire life. He was just taking it all back, like taking it all in. He was stood back, really probably aware of the effect that his presence has on people and like aware that Dan's mm-hmm. new into the group and just was for the first time, yeah. I think he was very come across as like just completely taking a step back and being a little bit more aware.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't overcompensating. Yeah, like his spatial
awareness. No, like not at all. Like he
usually does, yeah. Which was good.
Yeah. No, it was a different side to Tom, I think.
Yeah.
I think they were saying it's nice.
Yeah.
And then Brock. Side
far, though.
Brock, like living his the American dream of having a 1920s party. I was like, this is so not the American dream. First of all, like going through Prohibition, like these were hard times. And he's like, the American dream of like drinking like the alcohol illegally, the roaring 20s. Yeah,
yeah. What was the point of that? Like, why did they need to play dress up just to go to dinner?
Yeah, and not even to, you know, they could have gone to a speakeasy or, and no, just went to a rooftop bar.
Yeah,
like,
they just went to a, that's what,
they went, weren't they in the hotel, like the lobby,
yes, it was like hotel or something. Yes, and like nobody else is dressed up. They're all dressed up to the nines. It's, yes. And then we go to, like, when they've each got their rooms.
Yeah.
And Schwartz. Just kind of kicks Tom when he's down. Like Tom is just in his room sleeping and Schwartz comes in. He's like, holy shit, my room is so much better than yours.
I didn't even catch that.
I loved that. I was like, Schwartz, thank you.
And he's wearing shorts?
Yeah.
Again. He's like, I'm from Minnesota. I'm from Minnesota. He's from Minnesota.
Minnesota.
He confirmed. Like, look, yeah. So they go to, yeah.
This is when Schwartz tries to hold Katie's hand.
Oh, I like that.
It was so fun. So he was just awkward. Like, no, but it was funny. It was like a funny, awkward thing. It's something that you'd see in a rom-com, for sure. Schwartz is absolutely giving rom-com these episodes. I loved it. And then this is where he kind of has his little chat with Sandoval, where he's kind of like, I went through a phase of basically like not liking you. Like it was, this whole thing was really hard on me. He was just telling Sandoval this without wanting any kind of, like he wasn't doing it for any kind of reaction. He wasn't really like asking Tom to come back with any kind of response. He was just like putting it all out there and just saying, this is how I felt, but also now I'm ready to commit to you and I'm ready to move in. Do you reckon, like, are they living together?
I know. I'm like, I'm confused. I'm like, wait, are they still together now? I think it was.
Yeah, it might just be for the.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, so then he, like, gets down on one knee and, like, basically. What is it?
Proposes his.
Handcuffing.
He has a handcuff key ring.
Oh, yeah, good one, Schwartz. All right, moving on.
Okay, so moving on to the wine therapy. This boat ride, I'm watching it for the first time. I was like, I'm fucking afraid for your lives. I felt so seasick. And it's called, like, wine therapy. Meanwhile, they're, like, riding these huge, huge waves.
Is that why they had big glasses of red wine? I was so confused about that. I was like, why are they having like these massive glasses of red wine on this rocky boat?
The treacherous seas.
Like just having something in a can. They've got like these huge glasses of wine.
Love a boy,
bloody hell. Love a boy.
And I feel like having the Alcatraz in the background was so poignant. Is it just was kind of like Tom, like looking out over the ocean to to a place where, you know, they sent outcasts and criminals, something that he feels like he has been portrayed as.
Far on that one.
I went deep. I remember seeing this scene and I was like, wow, this is
Symbolic.
This is very symbolic. I was like, I get it, guys.
The boat was then Ariana's comment about how she's like, oh great, I'm gonna die on a boat with my ex. Fantastic. Yeah.
And then Brock is like pretending to be the captain. He's like, dude, hi guys, with his captain's hat on.
Oh yeah, he suited it.
It was like an absolute, he looks like a child, a kid in a candy store. And then James cuts in and James is like, Ali, you want to drive the boat?
And you're like, cute.
So then we have the conversation between Brock and Ariana. And this is where Brock basically like takes it upon himself to tell Ariana that she needs to forgive Tom, like that it would just be better for everyone. It would probably be better for her if she like kind of forgives Tom. And Ariana,
for Sheena's sake, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Brock. Yeah. Poor Sheena. And Ariana, I love the way she handles this. Like, she kind of just puts him back in her place and she's basically like, you know, I can move on and I can be happy and I don't have to forgive someone. Like, that's completely my, like,
prerogative.
100%. And I don't have to, like, happiness does not equate to forgiveness. Forgiveness does not equate to happiness. Like, those can exist
absolutely
in our own worlds. Yeah.
And then she also made the point of saying, like, oh, Sheena, like the woman who I care about more than anything, who he screamed at less than a week ago.
Yeah.
Like, let's not forget.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, and then his behavior is not, like, if she was doing that, if she was out there, like, screaming at people, and pointing out all their bad behavior, it would be taken way differently than Sandoval.
Yeah. And then I'm not sure of the exact words, I haven't written it down, but like the way that Ariana was like, I don't need to act like I'm, you know, high and mighty and above it and, you know, acting level-headed just because I'm a woman. I'm allowed to be angry. Men are allowed to be angry.
Exactly, so yeah. She was like, you know, you never hear about like the male, what was it, like the male aggression.
Exactly.
Male rage. Like it's, you know, they're basically like applauded for doing that. Well, whereas when a woman starts yelling, it's like, oh God, here we go again. Like it's too much. Yeah. It's very true.
And Brock was, I think that just went straight over Brock's head, but anyway.
Yeah. He was like, what? Male rage? What? That's not a thing. It's like, dude, all right. This is enough. And then we have them going back to their hotel rooms, and this is where Shorts, I love this little mixing of the champagne in the oysters. Just a little fun, just a him Shorts on his own in the room, just like, woo, just live and laugh. And he's mixing the champagne with the oysters and he like tips some champagne onto the oysters. I love it. He's having just a like great time.
Living his life.
And
living
then life. We cut to Dan stepping out of the shower with his long hair. It is like so long. Insanely long. And Lala comes into their room and she's like, damn, okay, Dan.
You've got a good body. Did you work out?
Yes.
Okay, Lala.
So funny. And this is where James is having the bubble bath and just enjoying himself. It's just a good little montage of them all in their rooms.
Yeah, that was cute.
And Lala here when she comes into the room with Ariana and Dan and she's trying to get more information about like how Dan feels about the whole Tom situation, and he just doesn't give her anything. He's just very quiet, reserved, and I think he's just there for Ariana. He's just like, I've got your back. I know how much you don't want anybody talking about you about this situation apart from you, and I'm just here to support that. So then we get on to the 1920s. Brock is loving. He has been waiting from like the dawn of time to wear this outfit. I think he's like, finally, 1920s party, I get to wear this sick white suit with the sleeves cut out.
So funny. I don't know, it was just so random and not needed, but anyway.
So I wonder why this theme felt like so random, especially because they're not really a theme party kind of kind of group. Do you know what I mean? Like they, it felt so out of place. It would be different if they were going to a speakeasy, if they were going to a bar that was like a 1920s theme bar. But to do it at just like a normal rooftop and you've got other like patrons there who are just dressed normally, it feels so out of place.
Yeah, completely.
They all looked good. They all brought it with the outfits. Yeah. I think that it was they all looked really good. Katie looked amazing. And this is where we see Schwartz proposition Katie.
Oh, Schwartz, bro. Come on. You always got to go a bit over.
I was into it.
I was like, do it, Katie. Do it one more time. And she, do it for the cameras.
They both have crushes on each other. It's really cute.
Yeah. It's that kind of like realizing that you have this really special bond. You have this really, you know, this special thing. Although it wasn't, you know, like everlasting, it was still something that they shared. It was still like something that was really special and only something that went through in terms of, you know, it's all been filmed as well. Like it's totally. Yeah, it's a unique experience for them both. And I think Katie, it was sweet.
It was sweet. Katie did say in her confessional that she feels like, you know, Schwartz is going to realize
in 5 years' time
she was the one that got away.
Yeah. I agree, especially because I think that was Schwartz's, like, I think he'd probably look back at that time now and think that that was his prime, you know, like he was kind of in his 20s. I think that he would have done a lot of things differently, which, you know, we can say that about probably everyone. If you have the wisdom that you have now and you go back and relive your 20s again, it would be much different. But I think that he is definitely realizing what he's lost because she seems to be going from strength to strength, in my opinion.
Yeah. It was almost like I liked how she was like, oh, that's like what they wanted to do, like ordering junk food, scrolling the phones. We don't have to call. It's like, but that's more intimate than intimacy. I was like,
that's my dream. That's my ideal date. Oh. Don't talk to me. I just want to sit here and feed my face and like, not have to think.
Gosh. All right, then we go on to Sheena and Sandoval. So was Sheena, I felt like she was on Adderall or something. She looked high.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I didn't notice anything. She was just like when Tom was saying that he's like, don't worry, because I'm experienced in performing. Like, I've got your back. I've got everything. I've even got the gold mic for you. And she was like, oh, the gold mic for me, good, because I don't really sing. I was like, yeah. It was almost like I've learned the art of lip syncing. Maybe you should do the same.
There was a moment, though, it's literally a split second, I'm not sure if you guys caught it, where he's trying not to laugh at Sheena.
At Sheena, like, talking or just, like, when they're sitting there. Oh, my God, no, I missed that. I need to go back and rewatch it.
It's a really serious moment. Yeah. And he kind of, like, you can see he's trying to, like, hold back his laughter. He kind of does the thing. Watch it back and you'll. And that's why I was like, is it because she's like really drunk or something? Like,
I don't
know. She was pretty drunk, but anyway.
And so basically she tries to get Sandoval to apologize to Ariana, which he seems like
her mental health.
Yes, exactly. Which he seems like receptive to.
Yeah, this was like one of the first times where I was like, okay, like, wait, what did he say? He's like, I'm always worried about her, you know, mentally with this whole situation.
So right, because he was saying he thinks Dan is so good.
It's good that she has him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sheena's response to this was so, like, it was just so eloquent. I love when she was like, you know, like, she didn't go to couples therapy just for herself. She didn't buy a house just for herself. She didn't freeze her eggs just for herself.
It was like
that's what actually like clicked with Tom. He was there for a second. True. He was like, fuck, like we did. It's true. Even though I did, you know, fall out of love with her and I did, you know, fall into lust or fall into love with somebody else and I did these things and I did them like out of love, but like they were the wrong things to do. It's like he's finally realizing that he also had this love with Ariana, like, and it does go,
yeah.
They have so much history together, but he just kind of conveniently erased that from his memory in order to be able to, you know, have this affair. It was just like he's finally like getting it, which is, it was just so, I just loved how she said it. Sheena is one of those cast members that she says a lot of bullshit or just like a lot of drivel, but then other times she can really say these things that sound so profound, especially coming from Sheena, and you're like, wow. Mm-hmm. She just put it so eloquently, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they had like how they cut to Ariana at the same time. This was like the glimpse of like the real Sandoval actually feeling emotional and not acting like a baby throwing his toys out of the pram. What did he say? He was like, me explaining where I was emotionally and mentally has come across as blaming Ariana. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I screwed up.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm like, yeah, no shit. It's only taken you 14 episodes.
But we got there. It'll be interesting to see what he's like at the reunion. Once it's all brought up again, it will be so interesting to see how he handles himself.
Well, that's another episode down. We have
that's a wrap,
and then the finale. Oh, the reunion!
Woohoo! I'm so excited for the reunion. It's going to be so good. Sorry, this one felt. I felt this episode was just a little bit lackluster.
Yeah,
see, I found it fun, but it was that it was wasn't okay. Like monumentous.
It wasn't. Yeah,
monumentous.
That it was not.
Going loopy. All right. Well, thanks again for listening. If you made it this far.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, guys. This one was a hard slog. I don't know why. Sorry.
Absolute mess of an episode. But if you love us, we love you. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.